With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters say brutally cold weather could prove a deadly challenge this weekend as a continuing wave of Arctic storms hammers much of the country with blinding snow, freezing rain, and whipping winds. Correspondent Joey Hudson says severe weather has left election and campaign workers unsure about what to expect in Monday's Iowa caucuses.
They really are concerned about getting people out in this cold, cold, severe weather. They've had a lot of snow over the past week as well, so that's the big key is turnout, getting people to those caucus meetings.
Governors from New York to Louisiana have declared states of emergency ahead of predicted snow and sub-zero temperatures. In St. Louis, the National Weather Service warned of rare and what it called life-threatening cold. Congressman Mike Gallagher, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, says American deterrence is suffering due to the president's long list of stumbles on foreign policy.
It's crumbling in the Middle East. I fear it's eroding in the Indo-Pacific. And if we continue on this course, we're going to find ourselves stumbling into a shooting war with China. So we need adults in charge. This foreign policy team is not up to the task.
Gallagher says President Biden must hold Defense Secretary Austin accountable for his recent five-day disappearance to undergo a medical procedure. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans can win only small victories so long as they work with one of the smallest majorities in U.S. history, something he says will change when Republicans increase their majority in this year's election.
I also think we're going to win the Senate back to the Republican Party and the White House as well. So we'll be in a totally different ball game next January, you know, a year from now. But right now, we've got to keep advancing the ball up the field, and that's what this deal does.
And Speaker Mike Johnson spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt program. This is SRN News. Has America become feminized? Michael Harrington has a report.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, the general public is evenly divided on the question of whether society has become too feminine. 48% say yes, 48% say no. White evangelical Protestants are more certain. 67% believe the U.S. is being feminized, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 53% of white Catholics. 72% of Republicans also see society as too feminine. 24% of Democrats agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has been courting social conservatives and evangelical Christians in Iowa, and that's expected to pay dividends in the looming caucuses. Evangelicals are seen as the most influential group in Iowa, and they have become a key part of Mr. Trump's coalition. The former president has been emphasizing his endorsements from faith leaders and success in seating three Supreme Court justices. This is SRN News. A South Florida hotel has canceled a Muslim conference after widespread demonstrations.
Citing security concerns, the Marriott Hotel made the call at the last minute Friday after receiving some 100 calls claiming the South Florida Muslim Federation was promoting Hamas, terrorism, and anti-Semitism, and demands that it bar the group. This weekend's conference was expected to draw more than 1,000 people. The Federation had already hired police officers and security guards and offered to hire more, but was rebuffed by Marriott. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Job cuts keep mounting at technology companies. Audible, that's Amazon's online audiobook and podcast service, is letting 5% of its workforce go. And the social media company Discord is laying off 170 employees. The layoffs follow other cuts announced this week in Amazon's Prime Video and MGM Studios unit and its subsidiary Twitch. More details at srnnews.com.